We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, we are back. Matt Steinmetz along with John Dickinson. Guru, he's out today. Bonte Hill, he's out today. And John Dickinson is in. So JD will be here the rest of the week, irregardless. That's incorrect. There's no such word. Regardless. And Bonte Hill will be back next week. And then I'm going to take a few days off next week. Did you know that?
Next week or the following week?
What? Next Thursday and Friday,
oh,
I'm going to take off.
Next week and then
what?
Wrap
a week from tomorrow.
I got you. Well,
yeah,
you know,
Thursday,
you
Friday.
Let everybody know that now.
Well, I wanted to gear up. I mean, I like to give them a week notice because it is it can.
Now you want everybody thinking that everybody's here. You know.
That's true. Hey, Monday's a holiday.
It is, President's Day.
Hey, let me tell you something, what I got to do. I got to get that list again of holidays, start going back.
Yeah, and how many of them did you work?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
MLK, work that one.
Yeah, MLK, heck
Friday
yeah.
After Thanksgiving, probably work that one.
I think I
have that I might
off.
Have.
I think I have that one off. JD and Steiny, if you can flip Wiggins plus picks for someone like Jaylen Brown plus Shamet or Covington or Crowder, you get that team could play deep into May or June.
Yeah.
All right, G.
Who's giving you Crowder, though? You know, I think it's going to be hard for the Warriors to find players that are on, you know, other good teams. Like Robert Covington, for example, right? Like,
yes.
I would love, like, if you're the Warriors, you'd love to have Robert Covington on your team, right? Well,
yeah.
Robert Covington's on the Rockets, so guess what? You're probably not getting him for a couple years.
Right. That's a good point. You know, hey, where are you with, you think Anthony Davis is definitely re-signing with the Lakers?
I do. I know
okay.
You don't.
Okay.
But
I don't know.
I do. Like, I don't think they're going to, like, they might not win the championship, but I don't, they're actually one team that I think could not win it and still think, hey, great year, one little tweak, and we win it the next year.
Oh, man.
I really do. Now the window might be only next year because of LeBron's age, but I think they're going to do enough to where he stays. I think that's where he wants to be. And they've been good enough. They're the second best team in the NBA right now.
Right. But you look at their team, man, they're gonna need some players.
It's fragile.
It's really fragile.
It's fragile. It's a tight window.
You know what? When we talk about LeBron James,
they have a tighter window than maybe the Warriors do.
But they have the wild card in LeBron James.
Yeah.
LeBron James.
But what I'm saying is, would you bet on this year, obviously they could win the championship.
I don't think they will, but next year,
if Davis stays, they could win the championship. Lakers. Would you feel comfortable going beyond that? Beyond next year?
No.
See, and I think you could make a case, you could say, all right, the Warriors not this year, but you could give the Warriors 2 years after this year. So they're in a tight window.
So LeBron's 36, which is crazy.
Right
when
now?
You can, yeah.
No, he just turned 35, right? Because his birthday's right before the
birthday's
new year.
Birthday's 1980. I was looking at McGee.
Diamond,
at January
19th.
December, yes, he will turn...
December 30th,
it's
right?
20, it's 2020, right?
Yeah.
So he will turn 36 at the end of this year.
At the end of this year. So
okay.
He's still just getting started as far as 35.
Correct.
Yeah.
So how if you had LeBron on your team, what would you expect? How do you go forward and try to figure out what kind of player he's going to be? And I want to just compare him to Brady, for example. Is it possible LeBron could have three or four more, like, top 10 player years where he's a top 10 player? Like, four? That seems unrealistic to me.
I'd stop at two plus this year.
Okay.
Or this year plus two. That's kind of what it feels like to me. That's probably it. But he's also a major injury away from it not right. ever being the same.
That's true.
I mean, if he has an Achilles go or a knee or something like that at his age, then he's just he could come back and be a good player, a solid player. Like, I think he could play at least 40 or 41 and just be a glue guy.
You know, he's leading the league in assists.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I got news for people. That's like Will Chamberlain type stuff.
He's terrific.
I mean, you know, when Will Chamberlain led the league in assists, he got criticized in a big way. But, I mean, the fact that he could do it is just incredible.
One quick little nugget.
Yeah.
Just, you know, we were talking about birthdays.
Yes.
Bill Russell today. Happy birthday, Bill Russell.
77? No, he's older than that.
86.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, 86.
86 for Bill Russell, but yeah.
He's still hanging in there.
Yeah. Happy birthday. Just, you know, happy birthday, Bill Russell.
Absolutely.
I think that's, he earns that nod.
Steiny, my Warriors have a wild card too. Steph Curry. Don't forget that. And, you know, that's the other thing. We are getting to those guys' careers in which Bob Myers and Lacob, they've got to factor age into the situation. And they have to. And that's gonna be the big thing with Draymond Green moving forward. How does that contract stand up to time? You know what I mean? How does it look next year at this time? How does it look the year after? Because
he's got 400 beginning next year.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. Let me double check that, JD.
I could do it too.
Okay. Why don't you do it? But I Yes, because this would have been the last year of his free agency.
Right.
He would have gone into a contract year. And he's a player that a lot of Warrior fans say you can trade Draymond in a year or two as part of a big, big deal. That's the one that I think is unrealistic. I think it's hard to envision, let's say, at the end of next season, when Draymond Green has three more years left in his deal, especially if he's declining, who's going to want to trade for Draymond Green? I mean, it's hard to imagine a team would have to be a contender.
Yeah, but his salaries go up. I also think
you're right.
It's not going to be as bad because that salary's going to get closer to being the average.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No,
I
do.
I mean, what's the average salary right now? 8, 9
yeah.
million a year?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, we're losing the middle tier players.
But 3 years from now, what's the average going to be? 12 or 13? Well, maybe not, because it might be going down.
Hey, where do you come down on the Olympics? They announced the 44 finalists for the Olympic team, which is playing in Tokyo this year. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, all among the 44 players on the list. The more I think about it, the more I am blown away at Joe Lacob, who stated if they want to play, they can play. Mark Cuban doesn't want that. It's how do you feel about that? If Klay doesn't play this year, Steph comes, plays 10 games, and they both play in the Olympics. Does that give you any pause?
I think the three of them all have the, what I like to call, do whatever the bleep you want.
No doubt.
Exemption. So I may internally, if I'm Joe Lacob, be uncomfortable and not want them to play.
Right.
I would never say it to anybody. I would never have it get out, and I would tell the players, you got free reign to do whatever you want.
I think that's what he's done.
You've earned it. We've won three championships and gone to five finals and broke records. Y'all have earned it.
But this
Thank
is one of
you.
My this is one of my things where I'm saying, just because you can do something, do you do it? Like, there is no doubt I could never tell Steph Curry, if I were the boss of the Warriors, you ain't playing the Olympics, Chief. I could not do that.
Can't do it.
He doesn't have that on his resume right now. He deserves to have that on his resume. That's the first thing. But I'd all, if I, let's say I'm Bob Myers, and you got to let them play. Let's say you got to let them both play. But you know how fragile this thing is? If something were to happen to either of those players, and I get it. You can't live scared. You can't play scared. But the fact of the matter is, I'll concede, they got a window next year. Not if something happens in the summer or during the Olympics.
You mean an injury?
Yes, I mean injury. Yes, that's exactly what I mean.
Yeah, but what are we talking about here?
We're talking about what happened to Paul George, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, sure. If one of those guys, like if Draymond Green tore his ACL tonight and was out a year or 9 months, that would be a game changer.
Right, but it's like basically in August they're going to go play pickup basketball.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I respect that.
I mean, I'm okay with it too because you're right. They've earned that, but that doesn't make it. What do I want to say? That makes me a little uneasy. And if it makes me uneasy, I can only imagine what it makes real Warrior fans, is what I'm saying. But, you know, that's one that as we get closer, I think it's going to take on a little bit more of a life of its own.
Would you tell them not to play?
No.
Or that you didn't want them to play? Hey, you can do whatever you want. You guys can do whatever you want. I would rather you not, though. Like, you know, when the boss says, hey, you know, you talk about whatever you want, but
no,
I don't want to do that. I wouldn't do it, but y'all can do whatever you want.
888-957-9570. We're talking all things Warriors right now.
Like, if your boss gives you that, and I know it's different, but if your boss gives you the, hey, I trust you, you do what you think is right, but I wouldn't do that. What do you do?
No.
By the way, is there anybody out there that thinks Joe Lacob should say, you guys can't, no, you're not playing in the Olympics. No. I mean, that's an 888-957-9570. Part of what is making Lacob have the perception, and maybe it's the reality of being an elite owner, is that he's not going to do that. Like, he's going to create an organization where he's going to say, guys, if you've earned the right to play on the Olympic team, play on the Olympic team. How about this one? Where did it go now? Da-da-da. Here it is. Hey, Steiny, how does LeBron James at 35 have a shot at 3 or 4 more championships, yet Steph doesn't have one more shot in him?
Yeah,
well, I didn't say Steph didn't have a shot. Of course they have a shot. The Warriors absolutely have a shot to win it all next year.
The one thing you fail to take into account sometimes, Steiny,
mm-hmm.
It's two words. Steph better.
Steph is better than most players. Question is Steph going to be better than as many players, you know, are more players going to be better than him next year than have ever been better than him before? See what I'm saying?
Wait, run that back.
What I'm saying is, if Steph Curry last year was the third best player in the NBA, what happens if next year he's the 12th best player in the NBA? That's all I'm saying. I'm projecting a little bit.
Could happen. It could happen, but the Warriors could still be damn good even if that happens.
I'm not. And people talk about injuries or age. What?
Now I just you got that look where I'm thinking, somebody coming down your road?
Just get off me, text line. No, they're fine. It's all good. Do I worry about injuries when teams get older? Hell yes. Yes. And one of the things somebody would say, well, why don't you bring up injuries with other teams? Like, what if this happens to them? One of the reasons the Golden State Warriors, people, have gone to 5 straight NBA finals. Has not been done in the modern era. They're playing basketball into June every year. Their number of playoff games is beginning to rival the greats of the game, the Jordans, the Pippins, in terms of their big three has already played well over a season of playoff basketball. That's why I worry about injuries. Here's another reason why I worry about injuries for the Warriors. It's called a recency bias. And 2 years ago, Steph missed 31 games. Last year, he missed 13 games. And this year, he's going to miss 50-plus. Klay Thompson has never been hurt. He tore an ACL. That's why I'm worried about. That's why I'm just not assuming they're going to be back and better than ever.
But Klay hasn't been injury prone at any point in his career. Like I feel like Klay's injury was just a fluke injury.
I do too, and I think he'll come back
better.
He fell
wrong on his knee. Like, you know what I mean? It wasn't like Klay wasn't. Klay's injury wasn't. Hey, Klay took a wrong move, and his ACL that was already gonna go and weak went. He literally fell in about the most awkward way you could fall, and it went.
I'm with you. It was totally
like that was almost like breaking an arm in my opinion.
Yes, except it was an ACL.
True.
Now it's not that he's gonna get hurt again. It's the concern that he'll be 85% of the player he was. Or 90% of the player, even. Listen, here's the way I always look at this. I put myself in Bob Myers' shoes, and I'm dead serious. If you're Bob Myers, you better allow for the worst-case scenario. You better. I think that's what every GM's got to do. You have to allow for that possibility. You also have to allow for the best case. And that's all I'm at with the Warriors. You know, I think Klay Thompson is going to come back and he's going to be fine. Is he going to be fine right away? Is he going to be fine in November?
Well, that's why I want him to play a little bit at the end of the year. Because okay. I want all boxes checked. Like, I want to know what he looks like. I want to know how he feels. I want him to answer questions about all that. I want all that junk out of the way at the close of business on April 15th. Forget about the Olympics. I mean, the Olympics is more of a personal decision. Like Steph didn't play in the Olympics in 16 because he was banged up. They were coming off two years where they went to the finals, 73-9. He wanted to heal up. And because he made that choice then, he may make the other choice now because this is really his shot to win a gold medal and be a part of that. So I think that's why, to me, he probably winds up doing it. His decision. Klay, I want to just see play in some. I just want to forget about August. Right. I want to see him play in April for five games and shake off the rust and get to a point mentally where he'll know when he leaves in April before he comes back in September. He'll know whether it feels the same or doesn't or what he has to do to get himself in a position to be there.
I'm with you. I'd love to see him play.
I could care less about how it looks with Wiggins. I mean that would be part of that too. But to me, it's more about Klay. And just how he's feeling.
That's fair. Rocco. Rocco's in Lafayette. How you doing, Rocco?
Hey, here's the deal. Am I on?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sorry. I've said this a couple calls before. Steph moves in his mind faster than he does the body can move. If you roll back the clock before Steph, the game was a little slower, and I'm convinced that when he entered into the NBA, the game sped up. The action in the play just moved a lot faster. And then the three pointers. All of a sudden, you're seeing a whole bunch of other players shooting with the three pointers because he just kind of created that or brought it to the table a little bit more.
Right.
He should not play anywhere other than the NBA because he kind of owes it to the fans who pay those high prices for the tickets and what have you. And not only that, it's like, what's the difference? Like, you took a guy like yourself that's doing a radio broadcast, all of a sudden you decide to, open up another radio station down the road here while you're under contract. It doesn't work, as far as just strictly business. The Olympics are not business, but they kind of are. We all know that. So I don't know. I just kind of, he should stay true to what he's doing and take care of himself and kind of get his head with his body in sync so he doesn't get hurt again. I'm a little bit worried about that. I've expressed that thought before. But, that's basically it, buddy. That's it.
Thanks, Rocco.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Good stuff.
My guy, Rocco.
It's a good call.
I like Rocco.
Me too. Right. Y'all have a fraternity, man. I love it.
We've got sorority members too, JD.
Yeah, sure.
I respect that.
Yeah, 100%. I like the culture of this show.
People want to say, you know, people want to know why I'm, and I guess I'm playing the role of guru a little bit, you know, a little pessimist. Well, he's not pessimistic, but he's a warrior.
I'm negative Nancy.
So
I'm the warrior of the show.
Here's the one thing that I also remember from last year as the playoffs were unfolding. I remember doing a podcast with Brian Scalabrine.
Yeah, I remember that too.
Yeah, and now keep in mind, it's easy to roll your eyes sometimes at Scalabrine. He was a Warriors assistant coach.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm not going down that road.
Right. He said that he thought last year there were signs that Curry was quote unquote slowing down.
Wow.
And he said the what he meant by that was just a little less space when he was creating his own shot, when he fiddle faddled and just a little less space, and it may have been a little bit marginal, but he felt like Curry was showing signs of declining a hair.
Now, where does that manifest itself in terms of actual production in your mind? Boil that down for
efficiency.
Me. Efficiency. So it's a few more missed shots?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, Steph Curry's shooting percentage as a professional, in essence, he's the greatest. Like, I haven't looked at it lately, but a year or two ago, I looked back. He has a higher true shooting percentage than Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Right, and he's shooting threes.
Exactly. So that's the one thing. You know, if all of a sudden Curry goes from, let's say his career is 43%, 44%, let's say 43, and next year he shoots 39, like that's not insignificant.
But still damn good.
It's excellent.
Right.
It's excellent, but...
But not having it be at the top of the elite category is a decline that could manifest itself in fewer wins for the Warriors.
Or not a title.
Right.
So.
Yeah, okay. I just wanted you to explain it. I know where you're going, but we're going to put not the rat on the table, but just clarify it.
Sure. 925. No, Steiny, you weren't a believer in 15. You're right. I did not believe the 15 team was going to win a title.
And in fairness, I didn't
no
either.
No doubt. You're right about that. And you aren't going to believe next year. Well, hold on. I'm not saying they can't. I am playing a little devil's advocate, no doubt. But it is something that I do believe. I definitely believe there are pitfalls ahead of the Warriors that they have to navigate. And a lot of things have to go right for them to get back to championship level. I think it's going to be hard. I think in general, the way I would say it, I think it's going to be harder than people think to get back to the level we want the Warriors to get at. That's all.
I think it solely hinges on the players that they add that aren't even on the roster yet.
And I don't necessarily disagree with that.
You can't tell me Curry, okay. Clay, Wiggins, Draymond with Looney, Pascal, Damian Lee, Marquise Chris, Jordan Poole, and Kai Bowman. That team's got no shot. If that's your 11, that team can't win a championship next year.
Okay.
But I do believe they can add three or four players that get them to that level.
Okay, and that's perfect because I think they can too. But it's gonna be hard.
Yeah,
it's gonna be real. Like
you're gonna have to hit
these guys that they're gonna acquire in the offseason, whether it's a draft, they gotta be championship type players, type role player types.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Here's where I'm at with it, and okay. I scratched this out earlier, and I was asking you know, making sure I didn't forget anybody. I have like a first team, a second team, and a third team. And we may have done this a few weeks ago when I filled in for one of the guys. But you got Curry, Clay, Wiggins, Green, right? I have the starting center spot left open, but I have a three deep. So I have a second string, a third string.
Okay.
I have Looney and Chris as the two and the three among the bigs, right? So you need another big is what I'm saying for one of the spots. Now, but as far as my second team, I've got Looney, Pascal, and Damian Lee. I think those guys pencil as second teamers. And Chris is not a true third teamer necessarily, but I think the way the Warriors have used the center in the past, it's going to be three players at least. Chris, Looney, and a third player to be named. But what I consider the third stringers, Chris because he's one-third of the center spot, Smiley, Geach, Poole, Bowman. Those are third string guys. Those are,
okay,
in essence, 11 to 15 on your roster. So I have one starter, basically, a backup point guard and a backup three that are open as far as the second stringers. It's so funny because that's essentially Iguodala and Livingston when you think about it. And then another backup, like, wing, because you can never have too many wings. So you need another center, you need two wings, and you need a backup point guard.
Yes.
That's the four, right now, the four open spots, because they have 11 of 15 filled right now, if you include Smiley, Geach, Poole, Bowman, and Chris.
Fascinating stuff. 888-957-9570. Here's what's coming up on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Nutrisystem for Men. Where are the Warriors in the pecking order, A? And do you have any strong feelings out there about Steph, Clay, and Draymond playing in the Olympics versus not playing in the Olympics? One of the things I heard is they shouldn't play in the Olympics because, essentially, they haven't been playing this year, so there may be something they owe it to the fans to do everything they can to be healthy for next year, and do the Olympics fit that? That's all sponsored by Nutrisystem for Men. Now's the time to try Nutrisystem for Men. Lose weight eating the food you love. Buy 1 month, get one free, plus a week of protein pack shakes free at Nutrisystem.com/radio. That's Nutrisystem.com/radio. Restrictions apply. Call or see website for details.
Steph Batter.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
How's it going? Matt Steinmetz, John Dickinson, no Daryl the Guru Johnson, no Bonte Hill. Bonte's in Hawaii, and Guru, he'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah.
I know my main man, Guru. Let's finish up with Jocko in the city. He wants to talk optimism versus pessimism for the Golden State Warriors, and then I want to touch on a team that I'm very pessimistic about. But we'll move forward. What's up, Jocko? How are you, man?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. I love hearing you guys talk basketball. It's one of my favorite things on the radio.
Cool.
But I want to know, you guys both drink beer, right?
Mm-hmm. Dickinson.
Yes, for sure.
Less than me, though.
No, I do more than you think.
Go ahead.
You guys ever drank a beer out of a stein at a German place like Schroeder's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I feel like JD and myself, we're more of the stein half full guys, where we, you know, see the bright side of the Warriors. And Matt, you're a steiny half empty.
It's not that I'm half empty. It's, you know what? It's just part of my personality. Honestly, I tend to look at worst case scenarios so that, honestly, I'm not shocked by them if and when they happen. Dead serious. Like my 13-year-old will tell me, hey, I was on one of those Lime bikes, and I'm like, without a helmet? You know, do you realize what could happen? Do you know the worst thing that could happen? And yes, I do. Like, that's kind of my innate worry, negative, the worst. You know, there you go. Here's a little bit about Matt Steinmetz. That's all it is. Nothing personal ever.
Hey, can I touch on where I see the Warriors
yes.
in the West next year?
Of course.
Hey, so, well, definitely, you know, the L.A. teams probably have a leg up on them. However, you know, I'm watching LeBron this year, and he's getting blocked at the rim like I've never seen happen before. But with Kawhi in L.A., I don't see him aging gracefully at all. And he may be, you know, load managing even when he's playing, but he just does not seem to have the same lift. He is not attacking the rim like he was last year even. So, I mean, he may be saving himself, but he just seems to be lacking a little lift, even from last season.
Yeah, I think that's fair, Jocko. Thanks for the call. I also think he had a stretch where he looked like this last year, later in the season, and he got it together.
Yeah, yeah.
A pessimist is always pleasantly surprised. Thank you.
I'm a negative Nancy.
Thank you very much. Although, you know what? Speaking of pessimism.
You're being a pessimist, and you know it.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something.
Well, if you think you were talking about pessimistic, talking about the Warriors.
Thank you. So,
Where are we going now, Steiny?
Pitchers and catchers reporting today for the San Francisco Giants. And
Hope Spring Eternal?
No, but, you know, JD, let's 5 years ago, because we talk about 2015 with the Warriors. Let's talk about 2015 with the Giants, coming off of their third World Series.
They had a pretty good year that year. Some injuries.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm talking going into that year, when you say pitchers and catchers report, that was bigger than what the Warriors were doing at that time.
Yep.
Because they hadn't won it the first time.
No, they hadn't.
It was a Giants town.
That's right. In fact, I always say this because I know the calendar, that the night that the Giants won the World Series in 2014, the night that they won it was the first game of the Warriors' first championship season. They were going on concurrently. They were playing in Sacramento on that Wednesday night when Bumgarner was doing his thing. The first game that Steve Kerr ever coached was the night the Giants won the World Series.
He's a competitor.
Okay, so how can you be – okay, spring training, Hope Spring – How can the Giants be any good? If you're a Giants fan, what is your barometer for a successful season? Or if
having
you're a
Giant, it not be an embarrassment? Because I think there's
Are you serious?
I am serious.
I mean, they lost 99 games a couple years ago, right? Or 63. They just avoided losing 100.
Yeah, I think this team's worse.
This team could lose 100 games.
I think this team, on paper, going into this season, is worse than the 2017 team was on paper. That team they thought could be pretty good, but they had, Bumgarner got hurt, and there were all kinds of things going on there.
So the big boss said this, and I'm going to play this game with you, JD. And
I'm gonna give the same answer.
If our listeners want to play it too, obviously you all know the number, 888-957-9570. And what he said to us was this: hey, pitchers and catchers report for the Giants today. Give me one word, he said, to describe how you're feeling about the season. And what'd you say?
Joke.
Now, that's harsher than anything I've said about the Giants.
Well, I personally think their manager's going to be a flat-out joke.
Do you really?
I think Gabe Kapler's going to be an unmitigated disaster. People are going to want him gone at the end of this year, and it's going to create such an issue that Farhan's going to have to put himself in a real uncomfortable position to almost double down on a second year, and then that year won't go well, and he'll end up being gone.
Farhan.
I don't think there's any chance that Gabe Kapler is managing the San Francisco Giants 2 years from now. I would put it at 0%.
So the most you're giving him is 2 years.
Yes, and it's going to be an uncomfortable, the majority of people aren't going to even want him back for the second year type of a deal. But he'll get the second year. Because
right.
You're going from Bruce Bochy. Forget about the talent, which we'll get to. You're going from Bruce Bochy to Gabe Kapler.
Honestly, do you think that matters a lot? Manager?
Yeah, I do. Well, I do.
Essentially, the Giants going to throw out the same team, right?
Yeah, and I think they're going to be worse. I think Bruce Bochy doesn't get enough credit. Maybe he did toward the end of the year because everybody's giving Bochy credit for everything. Last year was one of the best jobs Bruce Bochy ever did, in my opinion, of not allowing that team to be flat out horrible. Whatever they won, 76 games or 77.
77, I think, in 85.
All the one run wins, close games. Look, they were set up. they weren't a good team by any stretch, but they were set up in a way where Bochy could really use his skills to hold them together, and I think he held them together. I think that team with Gabe Kapler as the manager probably wins 62 games.
62 and 100. 888-957-9570. Pitchers and catchers report.
And here's the thing.
How you feeling? Give me one word to describe the way you're feeling about the Giants' upcoming season.
Here, I want to make sure I clarify this, okay, because I don't want it to just sound like I'm ranting and raving without a purpose about Kapler. The Giants are not going to be good enough for him to be successful, okay? He is going to have to explain to the media and to the fans via the media how and why this team just is a mishmash of poorly assembled parts for this season without really any hope of blue chip type top level prospects on the horizon now. Like, Joey Bart will be playing eventually, but he's not going to be playing now.
He won't play this year?
He might play this year, but it'll be at the end.
Okay.
Right? So he's going to be put in a position where he's going to have to stand up and almost be the voice of the debacle. And I think he's going to handle that incredibly poorly. He spins himself into the ground, and he's an over-talker. He's a thinker. He's a guy that it's just not going to mesh. And he's in a lot of ways being set up to fail, but he will fail. And it won't be pretty.
He, you know, the big boss asked me that. And my word was, at this point, disinterested. Just disinterested in the Giants. It's hard for me to envision something that I'll get excited about. Now, here's what I want to ask you, JD. We always talk, and again, I try to envision best case, worst case. In 2012, the Oakland A's went to Japan. And I always reference Chris Townsend because he was with the A's then, and we were friends. And he said, to a man, everybody thought that team, even in the organization, was going to be terrible.
Yeah.
So they ended up winning the division in 2012. Can that happen with the San Francisco Giants? Can that happen?
No chance.
Then why? What would be the difference?
Well, they don't have even Yoenis Cespedes. The A's had Yoenis Cespedes. He kind of fell in their lap right around this time, actually, as spring training was getting ready to start. There was this silent bidding, and they wound up bidding the most money for him, and so they got him.
So Farhan cannot find a Brandon Moss, somebody who's going to hit 25 homers.
Well, he doesn't have a Cespedes. He'd have to find a Brandon Moss and a Donaldson.
And a Reddick, probably.
And a Reddick, who was already on the team at that particular point in time. It's just not the same. It's just not the same. And here's the other thing with the Giants right now. Buster Posey's still their starting catcher. Brandon Belt's still their starting first baseman. Brandon Crawford is still their starting shortstop. Evan Longoria is still their starting third baseman. Yeah, in the outfield, you've got Yastrzemski and Dickerson if he's healthy. But there isn't really anything different, anything fresh, anything like why would you think this year that group is going to be better when nobody thought that group was going to be any good the last 2 years?
So what you're saying is, at least the A's, there was an unknown about them. In other words, it was better to have a Josh Donaldson early in his career who we didn't know anything about,
yes,
than Evan Longoria.
Yes. Like, I think Giants fans are to the point where we were talking about Hunter Pence yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay? Giants fans are at the point where even bringing Hunter Pence back, while he may have made the most sense on Farhan's spreadsheet as a fit, he can hit lefties, and he had a good year last year, and he changed his swing, and all of that projects that he's going to be pretty good this year compared to maybe if you were evaluating him a year from now, you'd have said, nah, he's washed.
Right.
Right? The numbers and the data would say that maybe he's not washed if he's used in certain ways. So Farhan looks at the spreadsheet and brings in Hunter Pence. Giants fans, to me, are at a point where you bring back Hunter Pence, and it's a freaking eye roll. Like, really? Like,
right.
Hunter Pence again? Like, 3 years ago, I think, okay.
Oh, brother.
Now, even like, the, even to me, the... you'd rather see, to your point about, you'd rather see Joe Random, right fielder, plucked off the Phillies, come in. It's probably not a good example because it's, you know, Bryce Harper. But,
well, but how about just somebody coming up from the minor leagues if they're going to give a shot?
You'd rather see somebody,
to.
Yeah.
Just, see, I wonder about that. I wonder if...
You'd rather see somebody else playing shortstop than Brandon Crawford. Like, I think Giants fans... No, and again, no disrespect to what they brought, because they brought a lot of the same things that the Curry and Clay and Draymond brought to the Warriors, frankly.
See, I think Giant fans would hope that Posey, Belt, and Crawford could be some part of the core.
What's the plan?
But they're not the best
players.
Here's
the thing. What's the plan?
I don't know.
You don't love the manager. It's the same players. There's no, like, who's the top prospect? Who's the top prospect? Like, there's no top prospect right now that's going to make the opening day roster. That among the position players, where you're like, this guy's going to make it and he's going to play. Like if Joey Bart right now was the starting catcher and it was, all right, the beginning of the Joey Bart era, even if you thought you were going to stink, it would be, hey, Joey Bart, the next time this team is good, he's going to be a part of it. So we get to start that clock and watch him play now. You don't even have that. You don't even have that. And yeah, Mike Yastrzemski was a cute story and he might wind up being a good player. But he's not a freaking star prospect. The guy's 29, 30 years old.
Let's go to Moose. Moose is in San Jose. Moose, give me one word to describe how you're feeling about the Giants' season.
Fellas, I got to agree with JD on this one. If the team comes out and they are not anything more than embarrassing, I'm going to feel good about it because of the path that they're on right now, the moves that they're making. When I hear 100 Pence, I will say about the Kapler deal, though, he's a real confident guy. So on paper, he shows face. He really shows that he knows he's going to know what he's doing. But I agree with JD. It's kind of one of those things. If he starts going downhill, things are going downhill. I see him sinking real quick, and I see almost him saying, "Hey, peace, I'm out of here," and him rolling.
Thanks for the call, Moose. Appreciate it. What do you think of this, Nick Castellanos?
I think this will be a camp of fresh beginnings. This is a team that tried to get Bryce Harper a year ago, didn't work out. They tried to get Nicholas Castellanos, and in fact, by some tellings of it that I was told here in recent weeks, that they were probably the runner-up to get Nicholas Castellanos to the Cincinnati Reds. So I think the Reds were the high bidder. So I do think the Giants came in under where the Reds were on both a per year and a total basis, based on what I was told. And I also think the Reds probably offered him the better chance to win right now.
Yeah. They can't sign anybody, apparently.
Like, they always finish second, and they love leaking that they finish second. That's the other thing.
Well, he said they may have been runner up even.
That's even a pre Farhan thing. Like, I don't think, like.
But do you think that's real?
What?
That the Giants, that hitters don't want to come here.
Yeah, I do. I also think it's real that if you're another player and you're looking around baseball and you're saying, like, if you're Castellanos, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and John Morosi, it was John Morosi, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he just said that. If you're Castellanos, you're saying, I'm going to go to Cincinnati. It's a hitter's park. It's kind of a young and up-and-coming team that many believe can compete in that division this season. Right, even though the Brewers and the Cubs and the Cardinals are still probably pretty good, varying degrees of pretty good, but so you're going to hit and you're going to compete and you're going to get the most money. Good players look at the Giants and they see Buster Posey's still around and Crawford's still around, Belt's not around, and those guys aren't any good, and they last won 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Like they're not. They do not. Players do not look at the Giants like they're an attractive option right now.
I know, and that's...
They're one of the worst teams in baseball with one of the worst managers in baseball.
Well, and that's why people... I know we were talking about the Warriors earlier, and that's why some of the things I think... You know, look, I'm not saying it's going to happen to the Warriors, but look what happened to the Giants. That it's look, they had a five-year run that was three titles. They were great. They kept it going for a year or two after that. They made the playoffs against the Cubs in
16. They were good last year. They were good with 16.
Yeah, exactly.
But, and they were good in 15. Like, the only bad year they had of that run was they did have an under 500 year in 13. But from 09, like, just to put it in context, 09, they won 88 games, I believe. From 09 to 16, they were, I think, won 86 or 87 every single year except for 13 and won three World Series. Now, they only made the playoffs the four times, but that was an seven, eight-year run
right.
that I think sometimes gets miscast as well. It was a 3 or 4 year run.
Right.
No, it was an 8-year run where they were a pretty good team,
right.
minus 1 year.
So I guess, and that's where, you know, that's where, again, when I think of the Warriors, right or wrong, I mean, I think of Posey, Belt, Crawford, Curry, Clay, Draymond. And all I'm saying is, in both, you got to be careful. Give me that Stephen Smith. You better be careful.
You better be careful.
How you move forward. And that's what I mean. I mean, look, say what you want about the Giants. They were run by Sabian and Larry Bear, and they were considered an excellent, excellent front
for
office.
25 years.
Thank you.
About 2021.
So could they have done some things in the last 4 years to avoid this deep dip? Probably. But even if it's not this deep, it's impossible to sustain,
right?
Unless you catch lightning in a bottle. Joey Bart would have been a phenom or something with a few more players.
I mean, and here's the. I mean, it is who you draft, and I'm trying to remember. There was a year where I want to say, what year was Matt Chapman drafted? I want to get this accurate, but I'm doing it off the top of my head. Was it the year maybe that they drafted Tyler Beede? Yeah, you could have drafted Matt Chapman, and
right.
he could have come up and been your third baseman next to Crawford and Belt and Panic. And you know
right.
what? He might have become quickly your best player. Yeah,
14. True. 14.
And that's right. It was Beede that year, I believe, the Giants' first-round pick.
I hear you.
So, you know. Yeah.
How fast can the Giants come out of this?
I should say this. There are talented players in the Giants system that are coming up, and they have improved their farm system. And I believe it was, we were talking about before the show, they went from, 28 maybe
to
14th
right.
in terms of the farm system. There are players on the way. There just aren't going to be enough of them, I think, here this year and next year, maybe a few more next year, to where you're really going to see this team being able to be good for two more years. I'm not saying they're going to stink five years from now. Nobody
right.
knows that. But this year almost feels like the first year of the teardown still.
That's the problem. And you're right. That's the way I feel.
Like that's why I think there's such a malaise. It's like this is the first year, and okay, maybe Bumgarner leaving really started it. But that was a couple months ago. So if 2020 feels like the first year of a teardown that really should have started in 2017 or 18 at the absolute latest. So now you're starting to tear it down. So when are you going to build it back up? Well, you're at least 2-3 years away.
Right. This is from the 707. You better be careful. I like that. Comparing the Warriors to the Giants. He says apples and oranges. The Giants were not dominant. The Warriors were. Well, that doesn't change the routine of how you deal with a core that's getting older. You're still making the same kind of decisions. I mean, why would people, like, if I would just throw this out there, why would people say you're crazy or you're a hater? The Giants should be a cautionary tale for the Warriors. Like, why is that a preposterous notion? I'm not saying the Warriors are going to go through this, but it's possible if you don't do it right.
The reason that I think the Warriors are immune to it is just because the
immune.
I think in some people's eyes, should I clarify that? The Warriors are. I think the Warriors are in fans' eyes immune to the criticism
okay.
that comes with it. Let me finish that thought.
All right.
Is because they were so dominant compared to the Giants. Like, they both won three.
Okay.
The Warriors won 3 and 4. The Giants won
sure.
3 and 5. But if you look at the 5-year span for the Giants, they won 3. The 5-year span for the Warriors, they won 3, made it to 5 finals. So you could kind of look at it as a 5 in
sure.
2 5-year runs.
Sure.
But the Warriors were far more dominant. So I think that's why they don't get as much of the that's where the comparison I think ends is, well, the Warriors were dominant, so they're going to be able to lift themselves up still to a level that the Giants can't. So it's not going to get as bad as quickly. Because their players were better.
Okay.
You see what I'm,
yes, I do.
Like Steph Curry
but that's
is
fine.
Better than Buster Posey. When, that, you know
well,
what I mean?
That's
as,
fine.
If you just,
but
in a sport where one guy has more of an impact, too.
Eventually.
So I have more of a literal
I got
thought
you.
Process.
But eventually, Steph Curry, whether it's this upcoming year, which it probably won't be, but 5 years from now, he will be Buster Posey in terms of his production. I mean, or
right.
he'll retire.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But to your point, yeah, I guess the timeline is about right. When you because this would be essentially like for the Warriors, this would essentially be 2017,
right?
For the Giants,
right?
They're having an awful year. Injuries wrecked them. They're having an awful year. I mean, think about it, right?
You know what? I'm gonna because now we stumbled on this, and I don't know. Like I just like to ask questions and pick people's brains to give me some more insight. And I guess what I would say is, why isn't or why aren't people worried or starting to think about the Warriors? They better not. They can't become the Giants. Like what that seemed like. And I agree. Nobody out there is nobody thinks for a minute that the Warriors. At some point, not this year, not next, but maybe in a few years,
maybe in 2023 or
no, they don't. They believe that this ownership group would never allow a 4 to 5 year stretch of no playoffs. I don't think anybody thinks the Warriors
like
are going to go
ever
through.
Again.
I would say ever again under this ownership group. Yes, that's the way they think right now, Warrior fans.
I don't think it's that extreme.
Really,
I think Warrior fans know that there's going to come a point down the line where Steph and Clay and Draymond aren't going to be around.
Right.
And they're not going to be very good for
well,
a couple years. And you're going to have to build it back up the
I
same
disagree.
Way you did the first time.
I disagree. I think some Warrior fans think that
no, I think they're going to
get a free agent.
I think they think they're going to be immune to 94 to 07 or whatever again. Or 94 to 2011, let's say, where you have one team make the playoffs. And you're a joke and the worst team in the league a number of years.
But Warrior fans believe they will get a superstar or a transcendent player or a big boy, whatever you want to call it, at the end of the Curry era to continue to have them at a pretty damn high level. And I think that, and that's like, that's where a lot of this comes from too. And I'm going to get out in a second, but that like I get it. Joe Lacob has been magical, but people now will expect magic from the Warriors from Joe Lacob moving forward, and it just doesn't work like that.
I think Warriors fans get it.
All right, 888-957.
I think Warriors fans understand that they might not be good in 2025.
For how many years?
Maybe 3 or 4.
Hmm.
As long as it takes to do a rebuild.
Wow.
It's 5 years away.
Hey, some people say Steph Curry will be fine in 36. 888-957-9570 is the number. Why will the Warriors never turn into what the Giants are? I guess that's my question. And that's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
Now, back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. We're having a great time today. Matt Steinmetz along with John Dickinson. Bonte Hill on vacation. Daryl the Guru Johnson will be back tomorrow. And here's how I left you 5 minutes ago. We're talking about the San Francisco Giants, who won 3 titles in 5 years. And now they have hit some tough times. And it looks like this year is going to be a real tough time. So I just want to know why there seems to be a sentiment that there's no chance this will happen to the Warriors. And I guess here's the way I'll throw it to you, JD. You know, it's easy to scoff at the Giants right now. All right? But their championship years, Brian Sabian, Larry Bear, Bruce Bochy, all right? The Golden State Warriors, Bob Myers, Joe Lacob, Steve Kerr. Like, why is it beyond the realm of pot? Like, why wouldn't people worry that that's a possibility with the Warriors after seeing it firsthand?
I just think there's a belief that the Warriors are immune to it because of how great that they've been. But I also think Warrior fans are smart enough to think that they'll go through another 3 or 4 year dry spell.
Do you?
Not this year.
No.
Or next year. But like, it's not crazy to think that the 2025 Warriors won't be good. Like, if you know, is that insane to you?
No, it's possible that the Warriors in 2024 won't be good. But
here's the thing. Just go back 5 years. 5 years ago, the Warriors were the best team in the NBA, but they hadn't won a championship yet, and it was still debatable as to whether they could win a championship. Well, where were they 5 years before that? They were a complete, utter disgrace of a NBA franchise, and Joe Lacob hadn't even bought them yet. They were an embarrassment 10 years ago. They were an embarrassment 15 years ago.
John in the hate. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. I just really wish Fonte was here for this. I don't want to put him down because he's on vacation, so I won't say anything bad. But he had the Warriors being a fifth, playing for that fifth, sixth seed before Steph got hurt, that is. And also, I really wish he was here for this conversation because I think he's a homer, and he fought with you, Steiny, over the Giants with trading Bumgarner at the deadline, and now, you know, he agrees with you, and he's like, what are they doing? And the same thing with the Warriors, thinking they were a fifth and sixth seed, but JD, you just came on and said, you know, you don't think they'd maybe even be in the playoffs if they had Steph. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Okay. And that's... I think they would eventually make it, but I don't. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got what you said.
I mean, I don't know. There was a lot to. I mean, was there a particular part of that you wanted to react to?
No. I do think no, because no. Let's go to. Yeah. She's in Hercules, but she's originally from Philadelphia. Ladies and gentlemen, Tish. What's up, Tish?
Hi, Tish.
Okay, so I had to call in, although I'm driving, because I want to speak for expectations of fans for the Warriors. I talk to people all the time at the game. I don't think any of us is that upset about this year because we know there were injuries.
Sure.
And plus we have nice new stadiums to enjoy. But I'll tell you, and I don't think it's unrealistic, my expectation is that we are going to have the type of run that, for instance, San Antonio has had. Okay, we have the same caliber of management and coaching. And I do expect that the Warriors will reach the playoffs for the near future. Now, I don't know, because I'm not as familiar with San Antonio. What is San Antonio's run? I know last year there was talk about they have a record for reaching the playoffs. I don't know if it's 10 years, 15 years, but some ridiculous amount of years in a row. That is what I expect from the Warriors. I don't expect them to be championship, but I do expect them to reach the playoffs next year and for the foreseeable future. And that is the reason that I made this huge investment in Chase Center.
Fair enough, Tish. Okay, since, and here's the thing, and because I think people cavalierly throw this around, we're going to be the next Spurs. I'll take the Spurs. Well, you're damn right you'll take the Spurs. They have made the play since
22 straight years. It's probably going to end this year, but... Yeah.
Right, but guess what?
Oh, right.
29 of 30.
Right.
29 years of the last 30 years the Spurs have made the playoffs. Warriors aren't even a third there.
So the Warriors made it the last, what, 7 years?
I gave them 8 on my scratch piece.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.